Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من أخذ سنان الغضب لله قوي على قتل أشداء الباطل.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "He who sharpens the teeth of anger for the sake of Allah acquires the strength to kill the stalwarts of wrong."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, in the last few programs, we have been talking about this interesting aspect of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that is pretty much rarely spoken about. And that is the various different instances in which His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, destroyed the idols of the Qurayshi Meccan polytheists. So there's another instance where Imam Ali alayhi salam, he destroyed one of the major idols of the Meccans, which was called Manat. And this idol was held sacred by the Arabs of the pre-Islamic times. So not only did Imam Ali alayhi salam destroy this major idol by the name of Manat, He also destroyed two other idols that were worshipped by the Tay Arab tribes. And interestingly, when he destroyed these two idols, he ended up finding two swords under these idols. Now, what's very beautiful indeed is that instead of taking these swords for himself, because, you know, finders, keepers, he took these two swords to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he gifted these to him. And in return, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, he gave these two swords as a gift to Imam Ali alayhi salam. So here, you know, just to kind of comment on this, it's interesting that this is pretty much why, you know, throughout the rest of the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he incurred the hatred and the wrath of these polytheists who, until the end of his life, had this grudge against his eminence. Not only did Imam Ali alayhi salam kill the champions of the enemies of Islam, but he even destroyed the idols of the enemies of Islam. And this is something that we should learn in the present day, you know. We have been talking about how one of the major idols that we are faced with is the idol of the self. How many individuals become lost in the worship of the self? They become enthralled and they become encompassed and they become overwhelmed by the, you know, carnal desires of the self. They're not able to control their selves when it comes to these kind of things, whether it is lust or greed or gluttony or jealousy or hatred or anger, and the list goes on how people have made their own selves their idols, and what a misguiding idol it is indeed. You know, it surely will lead to the fires of hell. And if Imam Ali alayhi salam was able to destroy these great idols of the Quraysh, you know, surely we can destroy this relatively smaller idol within ourselves, you know. I mean, if we destroy this idol within ourselves, we're not going to have, you know, somebody hold a grudge against us, which, you know, in the end will get us murdered. Whereas Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he destroyed this, you know, one of the greatest major idols of the Arabs of the pre-Islamic times, I mean, I'm pretty sure that that will incur a grudge that will lead to an incredibly deadly enmity. But despite that, His Eminence was brave enough and had the courage to go and destroy those idols. And then he destroyed the, you know, major idols of this other tribe. And eventually what we find is that when we are able to destroy these idols within ourselves, of course, like those two swords, the Almighty Allah will surely reward us beyond our imagination. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسی در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
Oh Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says inna Allah astafa. Verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham, and then Imran, alal alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. And when I am talking about the special status, we are talking about the Muslim community, which is known as the Ummah. So you have the Ummah there, and then you have the family of the Prophet. They are not equal when it comes to their honor, you know, and their prestige and the grace that God has given to them. Yes, Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, they are human beings like us. But there is a big difference between us and them. And that is what I would like to talk tonight, you know, from the Islamic point of view. But before that, let me just give you an example. You know, when you look at the car companies, they manufacture vehicles of different category. You know, they have the cars or the vehicles that they produce in large number for the common market. But then they also have a luxury line, which is of limited edition. And there is a difference between the common car that the same company is building and the limited version of the vehicles that they produce. When you look at the two, you know, categories of the vehicles that the same company is producing, you will see that there would be many parts which would be common between the two, because it's coming from the same factory. But then the limited edition of the vehicles have something which is not found in the other, you know, class of the vehicles. And this is where it makes it special, limited version. It is on a higher class than the common, you know, vehicles that they produce. When we look at Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt on one side, and when we look at the rest of the Muslim, Ummah, the community and the humanity at large, we do realize that yes, when it comes to the physical structure of all human beings, including Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, they are all same. They also feel hunger and thirst. They are not, angels or they are not robots. No, they are also human beings like us. If somebody injures them by a spear or a sword, they will also bleed like anyone else. They will also feel the pain. But then there is something extra on a spiritual level in Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, which is not in us. And that is what we have to realize, that they are human beings like us, but not exactly in the total manner. There is something that they have, which God has given to them, which He has not given to us. And one of the most obvious, quality that they have, which cannot be acquired, it can only be gifted by Almighty God to those whom He would choose, that is the power of the spirituality known as ismat and infallibility. It is the purity of their soul and the excellence in their character. And this is where we see that sometimes even the laws of Islam would change for them compared to the rest of the Muslims. And this is where we will see that the distinction that God has given to Ahlul Bayt over the Ummah, which is the larger community of the world of Islam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.